The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
And literally, you've developed failure mentality. This will permanently happen to me. I'll always be a loser. I'll never make enough money. I'll never get a wife. I'll never get a husband. And then you make it pervasive, where it pervades every area of your life. It affects your work. It affects your play. It affects your home life.
Dr. Don Colbert addresses the impact of toxic emotions on our overall health and helps us get into the spiritual health zone. Next on Life Today.
Welcome to Life Today. Betty and James welcome you, but I'm telling you, you're going to enjoy the next couple of weeks. Dr. Don Colbert is here, and he sold 10 million books. And the amazing thing about it is he didn't just sell books, he changes lives. And Don, we're glad to have you.
Well, it's great being here.
And I got to get to this. We're going to talk about the spiritual health zone. Add joy, love, peace, and years to your life. Okay, now Betty and I are both 81. I know she didn't look it. I understand. Hopefully, I don't totally look at it. But the thing about it is, both of us experience such unbelievable health in spite of the fact that doctors have hurt us, the hospitals have hurt us, prescription drugs have hurt us, a lot of things have hurt us. But because of what we have heard from Don Colbert and others that really care about our health and about understanding that how we eat and all the things that we do, how we move and keep moving, all the differences it makes. And Don, like I told you in the other room, when I look at this, I'm experiencing every single chapter. And I'm experiencing it the way you wanted people to read it, to understand that it's possible to experience it, that you want them to experience it, God wants them to experience it, and they can experience it. And I'm telling you, so you had to write this because you know a lot of things about supplements that are better, how right. we should eat, but you, this is awesome.
This is the keys to the kingdom. And again, what I found, I've been practicing now for over 40 years, and I find that the keys to living a long and healthy and peaceful and joyful life is not necessarily in a supplement, it's not in a medicine, it's not in exercise, but it's literally following the love walk. And the love walk involves walking in forgiveness. And so many patients come to see me, and they're full of bitterness, unforgiveness, grudges, like 70% of people in one recent study of 2,000 people held a grudge. A grudge is unforgiveness.
Yeah, but many of them have very legitimate hurts.
They do.
In other words, when they tell you it's a hurt, it's a hurt.
Exactly.
And it's easy to understand why it's a hurt.
Exactly right. But what we have to do, we have to get over these grudges and we have to literally forgive. Why? Because it's not an option. It's a commandment. It's part of the love commandment because love keeps no record of wrongs. We give it to the Lord.
That's right.
And we have the Holy Spirit help us to forgive them, not from the head, but from the heart.
And by the way, I got to add this. It doesn't mean you forget it. You may remember it, but it means that you deal with it and handle it with love.
Amen.
And it's His love flowing through you because it takes a love that's bigger than what's in you to enable you to overcome it. And to not necessarily forget, but to actually forgive and to love that person and not only wish the best for them, but do everything you could to pass on the best for them.
Amen.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely. In this book, are you talking about the well-being of the spirit, of our spirit and our bodies working in harmony?
They go together. As your spirit man is prospering, your health prospers. And so, again, love is the key. Walking in love, walking in forgiveness, walking in joy, walking in peace. It closes the door on so many diseases, especially the stress-related diseases, the anxiety, the depression, the anger, so many people with high blood pressure, their stress response is going off. It'll calm them down. Their bodies will get calmer. They can sleep better. Tension headaches go. So much fibromyalgia is due to the chronic activation of the stress response. So, see, our stress response is a God-given response that enables us to fight or flee, but it's supposed to shut off after that. But so many people are stewing in these stress juices. It's chronically activating the stress response, and the very hormones meant to save our lives by enabling us to fight or flee are destroying our lives with chronic stress chemicals going through our body all day, all night. It's not supposed to be that way. So again, Jesus said, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you. Now, again, he's upped it because he loves us just infinite amount of love. The only way we can do that is by being born again and being filled with the Holy Spirit. That's that love of God being poured out in our hearts by the Holy Ghost.
The very Spirit of Jesus and the very Spirit that enabled Jesus to live as who he was the power of the Holy Spirit.
Exactly.
That Holy Spirit fell on him too.
That's
the Spirit that was in him came on him. And in the Old Testament, it fell on him. Today, it's in us.
It's in us.
And it'll fill us to overflowing.
Amen.
And it's just an amazing thing. And you can actually, you can experience this. He's offered it to us. And that doesn't mean that you won't feel depressed sometime. I mean, this past election should have made you real stressed, should have made you want to scream, my God, how are we going to endure this? Okay, but see, listen, God will give us peace through it all because He wants to guide us out of the mess. He wants to lead us into principled, purpose-filled living. This is what this is about. I got to ask you this question. Do you want to, I mean, I look at these chapter titles like My Love Revolution. Triumph over abuse and homelessness. Wow.
My wife's
journey. And boy, she had quite a journey, which she will tell.
Yes.
You're going to hear her journey. Your prognosis to live and love forever. And you won't really live if you don't live in love forever. Controlled by love, carried by love. Taking the love walk. Love, and that love is big. God is love. That's big.
These
chapter titles are amazing. The one I referenced about forgiving. Forgiving, the key to living, and it really is. Cleansing our consciences. Throw away your record book. That's where the enemy will keep bringing up to you where you failed. You know, one of the things I told you before we walked in here, I said, you know, the enemy's an accuser.
Yes.
The problem that you have with him is when he accuses you of something you did wrong, you have to agree with him, you did it wrong. But he won't agree with you when you tell him it's covered.
It's covered with the blood
cleansed.
Of Jesus, amen.
It is absolutely covered.
That's right.
Man, these chapter titles are fabulous.
Well, it's exciting because once you start living this and you help people get set free, because so many people are bound with condemnation, guilt, shame, and blame, and they quit loving themselves. But we literally help people. We take them through what I call forgiveness therapy. They're in my office, and we have them pray, forgive themselves. And then we literally, many of them will repent and cry, and they'll be touched by the Lord. And then they start loving themselves, because you can't love others if you don't love yourself.
That's right.
And so many people are depressed, and so many people are pessimistic, which, by the way, over 50% of people are pessimistic in this country. You know, pessimism is one of the main triggers for depression. But, you know, pessimism is based on failure.
Pessimism
is where you have a failure mentality. What's happened is pessimism occurs from trauma, usually early in life, where you've not achieved something you wanted to achieve, or you've had loss of a loved ones, or you've had a bad illness, or you've had a breakup, or you've had a divorce, and literally you've developed failure mentality, where you expect the worst to happen, and the worst usually happens, and this becomes a mindset. You blame yourself. You personalize it. It's your fault. And so you're the blame. Then you make it permanent. This will permanently happen to me. I'll always be a loser. I'll never make enough money. I'll never get a wife. I'll never get a husband. And then you make it pervasive, where it pervades every area of your life. It affects your work. It affects your play. It affects your home life. It affects everything. And that's a pessimistic person. Now, over 50% of Americans are pessimists. And that includes Christians.
Sure.
They've lost the hope.
Some of the most miserable looking people on the planet sit in church.
Yes.
I mean, the people at the ball game look happier than the people sitting in church.
Exactly right. And like John Hagee used to say, most Christians look like they've been baptized in pickle juice.
That's true.
Because they got a sour look on their face. So again, we have to have that joy unspeakable and full of glory. We have to have that love shining out of us. And again, I've dealt with patients who've had near-death experiences in the past, and I know John Burke was on your program, wonderful Christian pastor. But what's amazing, when these people have had an encounter with the God of love, with Jesus, they see a bright light. Well, first of all, they see there's three main things that happen in near-death experiences. They see literally their bodies being tried to be revived, because they're usually floating on the ceiling and they're looking down and they're seeing people trying to revive their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, they go through a tunnel. And then after the tunnel, they encounter a being of great light and great love. And they take them through a life journey where your whole life is reviewed. And during that journey, they're looking and testing to see, how did you respond to this situation? Did you respond with love or with anger or hatred or bitterness or unforgiveness? And every situation, it's all going to happen to everyone on this planet that's ever lived. We all are going to go through that, through the life cycle where you go through and you have your whole life replayed. And everything's going to be judged on how you responded in love. Well, that's why Jesus says, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you. Not just love our neighbor as ourselves, but let's up it a few notches. That's an impossible love. That's the agape love. That love can only come about by the Holy Spirit being shed abroad in our heart, as Romans 5:5 says. But what's exciting is we can experience that love. We can be shining lights of that love, and we can extend that love. But going back to the near-death experience, here the person, they've gone through the tunnel, they've experienced this great being of love. When they come back, they're changed. I have seen so many of these, there's a brightness in their eyes. I have seen one man that went to heaven, the light in his eyes, it's just, you're amazed. You see Jesus in his eyes, and they're changed. And the things that used to bug them, they don't bug them anymore. And so when you read this, it's exciting because it's in Revelations, and hardly anyone has seen this. It's in Revelations 1, so I'd like to just read it real quick, because when people get this revelation of the resurrected Jesus Christ dwelling in you, the King of Kings, the Lord and Lord of Lords, He dwells in us. He says, I will dwell in you and walk among you, and I'll be your God, and you'll be my people. This is who's in us. But listen who's in us. It says, here's John talking. Now, John, he says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. Read on down, and it says, and in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, that's Jesus, not baby Jesus, this resurrected Jesus, clothed with a garment down to the feet and girded with the chest with a golden band. His head and hair were white like wool, as white as snow. His eyes were like a flame of fire. Can you imagine a flame of fire? His feet were like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace. His voice, the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand seven stars. Out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance, here it is, was like the sun shining in its full strength. That's that bright light. That's that infinite love. That's when so many people have that near-death experience, they come back and they're changed. They have a light in their eyes. They have a love. They have a patience. They have a humility. And it's their changed people. And why can't we have that experience before we go?
You can be in like him that, because see? He actually had real death.
Yes.
He was resurrected, and he offers that to us.
Exactly.
And you don't have to go through a new death experience.
You don't have to.
You can have a life experience.
Exactly.
Jesus actually forgave the people that deliberately crucified him.
Exactly.
When he said, Father, they don't know what they're doing. Or they knew what they were doing. They knew where they were
yes.
spitting. They knew where they put the thorns.
Yes.
They knew who they were spiking. They knew who they were driving the spikes through his hands. They knew what they were doing. So what do you say they didn't know what they're doing? He said, because I know, Father, they're under the control of another force.
Yes.
They don't even realize they're not in control of their own life. Somebody else is, and it breaks my heart. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. They don't understand what's
Amen.
Got
Amen.
And you know, when you realize that,
Amen.
He is the one person that can break the power of that grip of the deceiver, and he can open
yes.
up our life. And that's what this book is about.
Exactly right.
I'm begging you to get it. I mean, I'm telling you, please. We've helped you sell those 10 million books. And we've seen millions of people's lives
yes,
change.
Amen.
It's
amen.
Not a matter of selling books. It's a matter
amen.
Of helping people get healthy. And that's what this doctor does as well as anybody on the planet, in our opinion. And I'm telling you, just the causes of hopelessness, developing unshakable hope. Wow. Speaking life. Speak life to one another. That's what Betty and I do. I've been doing
Amen.
It for 60 years. But the beautiful thing is, much of that time, I want to say most of that time, I've been experiencing life and hope mm. in an indescribable fashion. Mm. Both of us have together, and we've gone. We lost a daughter. Mm. We lost a daughter now that has six little grandchildren. We went to see them a few months ago, and we got to see her grandbabies. Two of them were just born this year. It's the first time we saw those two. She only sees them from heaven. And we never knew anybody that could entertain the whole church, all the kids in the school, everybody like she did from the time she was a little girl. And we say, why she's, I can't answer that question.
I
have no answer for it. But God is my hope,
Amen.
And He's our comfort.
Amen.
And we can't get an answer why. We just say, God, what do you want to do with it? And that's the reason we have this man here. That's the reason we bring everybody to Life Today, to give you life today. He offers the fullness of life today. And we want to point you to him, in them, and many other people, not just us, but he is indeed in us. And you're one of the reasons, Doc, that we've been able to live as freely and fully and with as much joy and as much health as we have. I just got to tell you, you know, sometimes people take a supplement or maybe a medicine, but this right here, boy, you talk about a healing balm. Amen. That's what this is.
Amen. And this is, again, I've written a lot of books on health, and people are saying, why did you write a book on the spirit zone? I mean, why didn't you do something on psychology? Because this is life, and the life is the light of men. This is going to help lead people to the Lord and to the greatest freedom, freedom from deadly emotions, freedom from trauma, freedom from depression, freedom from anxiety, freedom from death, hell, and the grave.
See, you know what I wish you'd hear?
Excuse me. When you try to separate the spirit from your body, you got big problems.
Oh, absolutely.
They work in unison. They're supposed to work in unison together.
Yeah, this body's just a glove.
When you feel good in your walk with the Lord and everything, your body's going to function better.
Absolutely it does.
And it's going to be more balanced.
Yes, it will be.
Because
I know
if I get depressed, and what do I want to do if I get down there? I want to eat. Eat out of control, you know. And we tend to do that.
Food becomes the comforter and not the Holy Spirit.
But a temporary comforter.
A temporary, you're right.
Yeah, but to work in unison with one another. And it's just, like you said, it's the love of God shining, and your countenance does change.
Exactly, and we're spirit, soul, and body. So many people leave the spirit out. They put body, soul, spirit. No, it's spirit is number one. Soul and body, because the mind is important, the body, but the most important is the spirit, and that's the most neglected.
That's right.
The church has chronic spiritual insufficiency. Mm-hmm. They're not feeding the word or the right word or the truth. And so I put the truth in this book. I mean, I've broken the word down where everyone can understand the key concepts of the gospel.
You know, when you give people a supplement or a better way to eat, that's what you're doing here. But there's something that goes with this, the better way to eat, the better things to take, is to do away with what's destroying you and causing the problems.
Yes.
And that's what this book shows. It didn't just show you what you're putting in, it's what you're putting off.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's what you're taking off the load and the weight that is crushing you.
Exactly.
You know, you didn't just put on a helium pack. You literally threw off the weight and you took on the healing bomb. And so much of it is mental. It is totally spiritual.
It is.
And it is something that needs to happen. This is kind of like a miracle book, Spiritual Health Zone. I want you to get it. You know, Doc, we always, and we'll send it to you. What we want to ask you to do is I want you to listen to Esau Pretorius. This is Peter Pretorius' son, the missionary that we worked with for so many years. And right now we're trying to drill more wells. We're trying to give people fresh, clean water that never had it and who are losing their children. Watch this. And would you do this? Would you help us drill a well? Please watch this and see if you don't want to be the absolute, indescribable, undeniable miracle for this situation.
Every morning, mothers in rural villages throughout the continent of Africa wake up and set out to collect their family's water for the day. No matter what country they're from, there are two things they have in common. One is the need to keep their loved ones from dying of dehydration, while at the same time praying they do not fall victim to a waterborne illness because of contaminated water. This never-ending dilemma is caused by the fact that they simply have no other choice.
You've just seen a woman collecting water here in this hand-dug well. They've literally just dug an area into the ground. They've got to where there's some water seeping through because it's an effort to try and get the cleanest water they possibly can. And yet if you look at this water, you can see that it's not clean. And this is the reality of why the biggest killer of children under the age of 5 is waterborne diseases. Hundreds of thousands of children die on the continent of Africa each month because of the simple fact that they don't have access to clean water. And yet it's so easy for us to change that through Mission Water for Life. We come into these villages, we identify the right places to drill the water wells. We drill deep water wells that go to a level where the water is fresh, clean, and life-giving. And then we equip those with the pumps right there in the villages, easing women's arduous journey of having to come and collect water, but most importantly, ensuring that those villages receive fresh, clean water. Please help us today. Give the best gift that you can give to Mission Water for Life, because you're literally giving life in the form of water.
I love that. I actually saw Betty jump back from that water one time that she fell over, and we had a hard time cleaning her up from all the stuff she fell in. But listen to me. 8,000 of those wells drilled, way beyond that. And with your help, we just drilled hundreds more, one at a time. And I think there's some of you watching who say, you know what, we can give a well. Did you know that I got a note last week from a man that said, back in the 80s, I came and my life was changed. And I want you to know that I have lived for God since the 80s, James. That's, 40 years that he's been living. Is that I may not be multiplying that, right, Doc? You do the math. But the point is, he said, we just love Jesus. And my four sons and me, we're sending you $4,800 for a well.
Praise God.
But I wanted to tell you, I've been experiencing God from the time I heard you back in the 80s. But can you imagine what those 8,000 wells are doing for thousands of people? You've literally saved millions of lives. Would you please, could you give over $100? By the way, we're asking you to give that. We'll send you this. But would you do that? Would you make a gift to help us drill those wells? Could you give $1,200 and pray three join you, or $24 and pray one join you? We need your help to do it. It's the only way we can do it. The only way we can put God's arms around many of the people who desperately need to be held and loved and changed by God. Literally saved by Him. Not only for eternity, but to experience life right here. You're giving life in the fullest manner and the fullest measure. Thank you for doing it. Go get your checkbook. Go get your bank card. Use it like a check. Call or go online and make the best gift you can right now. You're actually giving life. And I want to tell you this. We're going to send the most beautiful bronze that I have ever seen. This is the Lion of Judah. But this is what makes the Lion of Judah significant. He's a protector of the family, this line, but it is the family that was born into life now and for eternity because of the cross. And because of the cross is a way that we can live in fullness. We'd love to send it to you. You make a gift of at least $1,200, we'll do it. And I do love this bronze, and everybody that sees it is going to be inspired by it. Thank you so much for making that gift.
Every day, thousands of lives are lost to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of 5. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families before it's too late. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Dr. Don Cobert's new book, Spiritual Health Zone. Discover the key to living in divine health as you find a roadmap to adding joy, peace, and years to your life. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request the He Restores My Soul candle set. This decorative candle and match set will inspire you to remember the restoring presence of Jesus, the true light of the world. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and request our new bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah, inspired by Revelation 5:5. please call, write, or make your gift online today.
You're going to be seeing Dr. Colbert for a week. Hey, a lot of you say, I'd be just seeing you have him on every day. Get the book. Thank you for helping us drill a water well. And thank you for helping us put his arms around people desperately needing to be held. Many believe they never would be. Betty, we've been able to put our arms around a lot of people because people watching helped us do it. Doc, you have helped us point a lot of people to a life of joy and peace and fullness and health.
Amen.
And I want to thank you. And I
think
this may prove to be as good as all of them put together.
Well, thank you. Again, this was something that was burning in my heart, and I wanted to do it. Even though it's not health, this is spiritual health, more important than any physical health. It leads to great physical health.
Not the kind of health people expect to get from a doctor.
That's right.
This
You're right.
Way beyond that, way beyond it. Thank you for watching Life Today. Thanks for sharing life today. Let's keep it up.
For over 60 years, Life Outreach International has shared the transforming truth of God's love in both word and deed. We are forever grateful to everyone who has joined us in our mission of providing water to the thirsty, food to the hungry, shelter to the orphan, and meeting the various needs of those who are struggling. Our ministry to the lost and hurting is only made possible because of the prayers and generous gifts of our friends and partners who provide consistent, faithful support. Become a Friend for Life partner with your recurring financial gifts, and we'll send you our monthly newsletter, along with encouraging spiritual resources to uplift and inspire you in your daily Christian walk. Best of all, you'll be blessed to know that your ongoing gift is helping make possible the outreaches of life. Call now or go online to become a Friend for Life. Your monthly support will help us continue to bring God's love, hope, and healing to a world in need. One life at a time. Please. Call now.
Next week, James and Betty share how their calling and purpose intertwines with your calling and purpose.
That's what we're doing together, and we're not going to stop.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.